Hello and welcome to the FI Talk podcast. I'm your host, Power, and I'm here with my co-host, AJ. Back again with another episode. This episode is going to be a little different today. We are going to be tackling trivia questions that I wrote a long time ago and didn't know that they were going to come and hunt me today. So AJ just came up with this crazy idea that we should go over these trivia questions and just ask ourselves these questions and provide answers. So that's what we're going to be doing today. But before we get started, I just introduce you to my co-host, AJ. How's it going?
I am doing pretty good today. Just enjoying a beautiful weekend, spending time with the family. This weekend is just gorgeous, man. Having a lazy afternoon, but the morning was pretty productive. My son had a baseball practice today. Excited about baseball. The season starts tomorrow, so fingers crossed, man. Looks like we're gonna have some games after a while. So the season starts tomorrow for my son, and my daughter starts on Tuesday. So we're gonna be pretty busy coming up. But besides that, we've been having a great time. Yesterday, we spent a bunch of time together, just going around doing our grocery shopping, Costco, and the normal stuff. And then I had a call to go to work in the evening. And then we had some of my nieces and nephews stop by yesterday. So I made them hamburgers. Played around. They played with the kids, had a good time. And it was just a pretty productive day yesterday. Just fun having time with the family. And then today, this morning, you know, after practice, we just spend some time giving back to the community at the masjid, just getting ready for the holy month. But that's my weekend. How about yours?
Mine was not as eventful as yours, I guess. We just made a little trip down south to Renton and Kent, where we were just there, just kind of looking around the real estate market over there and trying to see houses over there and how things are. I can say it's a little different from where I stay. I mean, down south is kind of a little different, you know, than where we are, me and you in the Seattle area here in Redmond and Linwood. So it kind of reminded me of some parts of North Carolina. So, but it was fun. It was exciting. We did a lot of driving around. That's pretty much what we did today. I was just running around, just running errands, you know, met with a friend. You know, got on a couple of Zoom calls, but other than that, you know, that's just what I did. So, yeah. Definitely.
Well, let's get into the episode. this is going to be a fun one, Par. Here's what's funny. I came up with the idea that let's ask ourselves your questions, and I haven't even heard those questions yet. So, I am looking for it. Okay. Because I know that you know these questions and you wrote them down 5 years ago. So yes. You should have better answers than me, but that's not to say that I wouldn't have answers, but can I think about it? Is that a good question? Is that a good answer?
Can you let me think about that? I guess I will kind of give you some kind of leeway, but I mean, just like you said, I wrote the questions 5 years ago. I was doing another podcast at that time. And these questions I just wrote just as a trivia question that I asked my guests at the end of the interviews. I've never thought about answering them myself until AJ came up with this crazy idea that I'll have to answer to my own questions. So we will see how that goes. I don't know how I will do, but at least I've been exposed to the questions. AJ has not been exposed to the questions. So we'll see who will do better. So we're going to get started. So I'm going to throw out the first question to you, AJ, which is, what is the most influential book you've ever read? The book that has had the most impact on you?
I would have to say there are a couple of books that have had a very good impact on me. I would say I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi, because that book that book, when I read it, it just opened up everything for personal finance for me. I'm not saying it's the best personal finance book, but it's the first one I've read, and it's the one that opened the door for other books, like reading The Total Money Makeover, like reading The Richest Man in Babylon, like reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. It all started with me picking up I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. And when I first read it, I said to myself, this is what I was looking for. And then it opened the door for a lot of other books for me to just get into the wall of personal finance, get into the realm and digging more, wanting more, trying to find out more about personal finance, which led me into all this personal finance and financial independence that we're doing right now. It all started with me picking up that book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And another one that had a big impact, which I enjoy a lot, is The Richest Man in Babylon and also The Millionaire Next Door. I got to give shout out to those books too. The Total Money Makeover, amazing too. But it all started with me picking up I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. How about you?
Well, for me, the book, you just touched on it, that opened my eyes to personal finance was The Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I mean, when I read that book, I've always seen it out there. I've heard people talk about it. But when I decided that, you know, let me just go ahead and read this and see what it's all about, the perspective that it gave me and just the way it kind of, you know, broadened my way of thinking about, you know, I mean, the author's dad and his friend's dad, you know, how they were different. So that kind of opened my mind to personal finance a lot. But the when I got into the personal finance thing, the book that really kind of broadened my horizons, I would say, is The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins. That has really helped me in terms of investing. So in terms of investing, The Simple Path to Wealth was the one that helped me a lot. But just getting started in the personal finance business, it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. So next question. So AJ, what gift or talent you wish you possess that you currently do not have?
To see the future.
Oh boy.
Are we dreaming? Are we dreaming here? I would love to see to see what's going to happen in the future.
So is that a gift, right?
I don't know if it's a talent. I know it's my craziest thing that I could think of.
Okay.
That I wish I could do.
Well, I think everybody will agree with you. You know, seeing the future, I mean, definitely, I mean, would be really great.
To be more realistic, though, a gift or talent that I wish I could do.
Well, how about a talent?
Go first.
Okay, well, a talent that I wish that I could have that I've always liked when I was a young kid is knowing how to play the bass guitar. I've always been in love with the bass guitar. You know, anytime I see a band playing, my eyes are always fixed on the bass guy, you know, just the way he is, you know, maneuvering with that guitar. And I just love the bass guitar. I don't know why, you know, don't ask me why, but I just love the bass guitar and just the way it sounds in the music and all of that stuff. I am just in love with it. And I wish I have the talent to know how to play it. One day I would teach myself how to do it, you know, but that's a talent that I wish I had.
My supervisor plays the bass guitar.
Cool.
I went to watch him a couple of times playing in a band. I feel like he's the laziest person in the band because everybody else is doing more work than him. You know, there's the guy that's singing and he's playing a guitar, and then the drummer, and they all do moving more. But the bass guitarist is just, you know, slowly just.
Well, he's not lazy, man. You know, he's not lazy. You know,
I just make fun of him. But yeah, that's a good talent. I feel like for me, though, I've always admired athletes that are like sprinters. If it to be more realistic, I would have loved to be a sprinter. You know, just take off and run like just short distance in like 10 seconds.
Just have that speed, huh?
Just have that speed. I just, you know, because I used to run back in high school like more of long distance because I'm more of a slower pace guy. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy that I trained with. He was like really short. I'm 6'5", and he was like maybe 5 foot at most. And he was a sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were running, you know, I'll take 2 steps, he'll take 3, you know, because that's how fast he was. Yeah. He was really fast. But,
right.
But yeah, that would be a talent that I would have loved to have.
Oh, that's great.
That I don't have right now.
That's great. Believe it or not, I used to run track when I was in primary school, and some parts of my middle school, I did run track. And in high school, I did high jump. I actually represented my school in high jump. When I was in the 10th grade, I won the high jump competition.
Oh, wow.
And I finished second in long jump also. So
went to the same high school with my wife, and she was an athlete too.
Oh, okay.
She has the certificates and everything to support. Oh, okay.
Well,
she ran
great.
Tracks.
Yeah.
She ran tracks. She played soccer. She played volleyball.
Oh, nice.
And they just put her on the basketball team because she's just tall.
Yeah, she's tall. Yeah.
Yeah, she's very tall. So they put her on the basketball team. But she did all the... She was a very good athlete.
Yes,
she's definitely. An all-around athlete. I get my son take up to her.
I do remember some of that. We went to the same school together, and I do have my certificates here. That's what I show my kids whenever they're lazy. I'm like, you see, I wasn't as lazy. I was very active when I was a young man. So
yeah,
that is something that I do. So now, AJ, next question. This one is going to be fun because this is something that we both like.
I'm already having fun.
Okay. Now, this one is going to be more fun because we talk about this all the time. What is your favorite vacation spot?
Well, I feel like that changes every time. But right now, I'm thinking about the Maldives Islands.
Oh, there you go.
Man, I've been watching so many YouTube videos about the Maldives Islands. But, you know, right now, that's where I'm thinking about. You know, I would have said Hawaii or France, you know, Paris, you know, Italy, you know, Portugal, you know, South Africa. I want to do the safari in Tanzania. Man, so many places I want to go. Right. But right now, man, it's the Maldives Islands, man. It just looks so amazing.
Yes.
The beach is so beautiful. The water is so clear.
That turquoise color. Yep.
It just feels like I was there by just watching YouTube videos.
I know.
So plans in place to go to the Maldives Islands for sure.
I concur with you, man. So
what about you?
But how about before we come to me, how about a vacation spot that you have already been to that you would say that was your favorite vacation? I know you have a lot of options because you've been to so many places. So
I have been to so many places.
Right.
I think for me, around here in Washington, we always go to the Oregon coast.
Yes.
You know, the Oregon coast is so beautiful. The beach is really nice. And it's a little different because it's like a smaller town, the town that we go to. Smaller town pace. There's so much stuff to do, so much food to eat. But I feel like when me and my wife went to Las Vegas, we had a blast. Mm-hmm. That was before the kids. You know, that was a long time ago before the kids. So those would be the two, the Oregon coast and then, Las Vegas.
Okay. Well, coming to me, I will have to agree with you. The Maldives Islands, it's just amazing. I've been looking at it myself. Me and my wife, we spent like all of last week just watching videos of the Maldives Islands and just how
beautiful it is. She watched it with you?
She did.
She watching it with you?
Yes, she did.
See, here's the problem. I send my wife YouTube videos and she hasn't watched it yet. And yesterday she was just telling me, maybe I don't want to watch it and just get hooked on it and can't go yet. I just want to watch it when we're ready to go. But yeah, for sure.
Well, for me, what I do is, you know, when we're alone, then that's when I turn it on the TV. And then, you know, we will watch it together. So I don't send it to her. I just wait until we have time together and just go ahead and turn it on. So the Maldives Island is the place that I definitely would love to go. I would love to go to Dubai as well. You know, and that's part of the plans.
Other areas, other places.
Yeah.
Any other places?
Any other places that I would love to go to? Would definitely be Montego Bay in Jamaica. I would love to go there too. But the favorite vacation I've ever taken, I would say it's when we came to Seattle in 2018.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was definitely a good time. My wife enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. I enjoyed it myself, too. So coming to Seattle in 2018 was the best vacation that we took. And guess what it led to? Us moving to Seattle.
I am so happy about that.
Exactly.
So yeah, and then we gotta travel around Seattle too. We gotta do the Oregon coast together. We gotta do the ocean shores. We gotta do the Olympic National Park, and Eastern Washington is part of in my radar as well. Yes. But Europe, you know, like Paris, you know, it's just a city that I've always thought about going to. Amsterdam.
Right.
You know, Portugal, you know, I got so many places in Europe, Italy, Venice, Italy.
Oh, so, okay.
Man,
okay.
So many places that I want to go to.
Okay.
It's because, you know, we have this one life and it's a big world.
It is.
And you cannot see all of it. But
exactly.
For some reason, I want to see as much of it as possibly can. So
Europe is not on my list. It's probably the last place that I would love to go. I want to go to Asia. I want to go to Singapore. I want to go to China, Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, all of those places, because I just want to see something different. If I go to Europe, I feel like Europe is a little bit similar to America, and I've been here for way too long. I want to go somewhere where I see people that are different, food that is different, environment is different, you know, people who don't look like Americans. You know, I want to go somewhere that's a little different. So Asia is a place that I would love to go. The Middle East, go to Dubai or Qatar. Those are places I would love to go. And obviously the Maldives Island, Tahiti, Turks and Caicos, you know, all of those Caribbean places. And
Fiji.
Yeah. Fiji, yes. Man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I don't want to go
anywhere. What about in the United States? What about in the United States, places that you haven't been before?
Well, I've never been to New York City,
which
I would love to visit. I will. I've never been to California as well. I've never been to Florida as well. But before I do all that, in the state of Washington here, man, my friend just came back from a vacation here in the state of Washington. I didn't know you guys had all these resorts that are here. That you can actually go on a real vacation in the state of Washington here. He just came back from a very nice resort in Blaine, which is about 2 hours away. It's called Semiahmoo Resort. Beautiful place, really beautiful. And then I started looking at all these resorts that they have here in the state of Washington, a lot of them, and they are so pretty, man. So I would love to explore those before I even go to New York or Florida and all of these places.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been to California, LA area. I've been to New York. I didn't spend much time in New York, but one place that I want to go in Florida. I went to Florida for the first time last year for Camp 5.
Yes.
And had a layover in Miami, and Miami is part of my list of places I want to go because I just had a layover in there. So anyway, let's move on. I feel like if we keep talking about these questions, we might not even get to those 10 questions that I was talking about.
We will have to just do a special episode just on vacations only. So the next one is, who's the most interesting person you've ever met?
Interesting in what way?
Somebody that just left, you know, you like after you met them, they just left this impact on you. I'm like, man, I would love to, you know, spend more time with this guy or have dinner with him, because I mean, just the stuff that, you know, he talks about, it really interests me. And it's, or I will just change the question. Who's the one person, who's your dream dinner guest? Somebody that you
Barack Obama and Michelle Obama.
Dude, you didn't even let me finish the question.
Oh no, that is easy. That is easy.
Oh man.
You know, back a couple of years ago, I think Nelson Mandela was on my list of people that I would love to meet.
So
I unfortunately didn't meet him until he passed. But people that are living right now, if I have to choose one person, it would be probably Barack Obama and Michelle Obama.
Oh wow.
But people that I have met.
So are you putting Barack Obama and Michelle Obama as one person?
Yeah,
I'm sure they would love that.
Wow. Hey, reading Barack Obama's book, you would love to. I would love to meet Michelle.
Yes, definitely. Have you read Michelle's book also?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should, man. It is great. It is great.
Okay.
Yes.
I think my wife was reading it, but
Becoming, you know, yes, it is yeah. great. It's absolutely yeah. great. Wow. Well,
yeah.
For me, one person that I would love to have dinner with is Michael Jordan, just because of my fascination with Michael Jordan. You know, I was very exposed to Michael Jordan at a very early age. I am a huge basketball fan for the folks that who do not know. And Jordan had a big impact, you know, in my life growing up. So I was raised in the 90s. So everybody knows what that means. That's when the Chicago Bulls won on their championships back in the 90s. So Michael was somebody that had a big impact, you know, in my life at that time. And I would love to meet him and just sit down with him, have a chit chat with him. And he's also a businessman also, and I love business. So I would love to talk business with him, but mostly about, you know, some of the dunks and some of the moves that he made back in the 90s, man.
He probably still got it too, man.
I don't know whether he still got it or not. I don't know whether he's still Air Jordan or not.
He's Michael. for us growing up back in the day, you gotta love Michael. I'm a big LeBron fan, but back in the day, you know, growing up, you know, you gotta love Michael was the man,
you know. He was the man. So now the next question is, now AJ, imagine that your kids or your future grandkids are listening to this. Maybe you're not here anymore. What are some of the life lessons you would like to tell them?
Wow. I was expecting a different question. I was expecting you to tell me the legacy I would leave for them, but.
Well, I mean, yeah, we can, you know, kind of, you know, add that to it.
Okay. So. Well, for legacy that, you know, I live a simple life. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a simple guy. Mm-hmm. And the legacy I would love to live in this world mm-hmm. is to be loved and respected mm-hmm. by people that are closest to me.
Right.
You know, just be loved and respected. You know, at the end of my life, whether they put my name in the Hall of Fame or make a statue in my name, the most mm-hmm. important thing, what's more important than that is being loved and respected by the people that are closest to me, my kids, mm-hmm. my grandkids, my right. family, because right. they know me better than anybody else.
That is true.
So if they earn my respect, if they earn my love, if they love me, if I can earn their respect and love, that would be a life worthwhile for me. And just make impact on other people, help other people that they will remember you for the things that you don't even remember. Mm-hmm. I remember my uncle was telling me certain things that I did for him that I don't even remember, but the impact that have in his life is just huge that he cannot forget about that. So just be helpful and just be impactful in other people's life in a positive way. But above all, just be loved and respected by the people that are closest to me. That would be a legacy worthwhile for me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, if my kids were listening to this, or my future grandkids, one thing I would like to emphasize or tell them is to respect women, because I have boys, and the way society treats women, honestly, it's something that bothers me a lot. Not all women, but most women around the world, not just the United States, you know, just some of the things that they have to go through, the inequality that is there, and just how some men use women as objects, you know, and just some of the suffering that they go through. I will love for my kids, I would love to, you know, let them know that, you know, women are the most special things that God has created, in my opinion, just because of the things that they are able to do with their bodies, you know, and just how smart they are, you know, if you get to listen to them, you know, you get to learn a lot, and just how complicated they are also in a good way. I mean, if you want to learn anything, you get married or stay with a woman. I mean, as a man, they will force you to grow up whether you like it or not.
Absolutely.
You know, so just the respect for women is something that I would like to pass on to them. That's why I try as much as I can to treat my wife really well as much as I can, you know, and for my kids to be able to see that and learn from that and know that, you know, women are treasures that you have to really treat well. And, you know, that is just one thing that I would like to pass on to my kids.
And, you know, me and you both coming from Africa.
Yes.
And the society that we lived in, mm-hmm. we were pretty much raised by women.
Yes, I was.
Oh, I was too.
Mm-hmm.
So Papa's there, but, mm-hmm. you know, Mama is the one that basically had all the impacts.
Yes.
You know, she was yes. there all the time. She was yes. there when you're hurting. She was there mm-hmm. when you're feeling sick.
Yes.
You see the struggles that she goes through.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And they run the house. Some women actually bring in the bread.
Yes.
Go to the market, mm-hmm. sell some stuff, buy their food, feed their yes. family, feed their
that
husband without any complaint.
That is true.
Without any complaint.
I don't know how they do it though.
I know. It's just amazing. It's just amazing what they can do. So yeah, absolutely agree. And I got two girls.
Yes.
You know, and yes. I want them to grow up to be strong.
Yes.
Respectable women.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell my son to respect them.
Yes.
You know, and respect, you know, the way I treat my wife is
that's true.
Is how I want them to be treated.
Exactly.
You know, with respect and dignity,
that's
you know,
true.
And concern and love, you know, just having that love. That was one book I forgot we were talking about books is the Strong Father, Strong Daughter. That
yes.
was a big book that made an impact on me, especially raising girls and boy, but mm-hmm. you know, so that one just it's just amazing. So for sure, I totally agree 100% for the love and respect of women.
And that book is written by Dr. Meg Meeker for anybody that's interested.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, okay, AJ, what do you do on your leisure time?
You know what I do on my
leisure time. I don't know. You tell me.
Do you want me to just be sophisticated and say I read?
No, I want you to be raw. Tell me what you do.
I play musical piano. I don't do all that stuff. I mean, I read. I read, but most of the time I'm just sitting here playing my video game. I play one video game, one game, uh-huh. but I play video game, you know, it's just a relaxing way after a long, hard day for me, you know, spend some time with the family, but I also have time that is set aside for just me to just sit down and relax in front of a TV with a remote controller video game, you know, wow. playing other people online, you know, making them
right.
mad. They're making me
right.
mad. So, but you know, it doesn't, you know, you can't do that all the time. You know, you
right.
can't, you
Definitely.
Can't just spend all your leisure time. Cause I have family. So yeah,
right.
I like the playing Madden, but also spending time with the family. So well, how about you? I think I'm rambling here.
Well, for me, I mean, I don't do much in my leisure time. One thing that drives my wife crazy is that I'm always on my phone calculating money. You know, that is one thing that I do a lot. It's an addiction. I wish I'll find a way to stop it, but it helps me keep my sanity. Just like we talked about in our first episodes, I do not have a budget. And this is what I do. I go through all my accounts multiple times a day. Look at all the transactions that I do every day, recalculate everything, and just leave it like that. That makes me, it helps me keep my sanity. That is one thing that I do during my leisure time. I don't watch that much TV anymore like I used to. And if I'm not doing any of those things, I'll just be listening to a podcast. I have a bunch of podcasts that I listen to and a lot of audiobooks that I listen to as well.
So we need to build you a budget because it sounds like you do have a budget. You
right.
just don't have it in writing.
I don't have it in writing.
Yeah, but you are doing all that stuff that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. When I was building my budget back, you know, six, seven years ago, mm-hmm. it was more time consuming. I spent more time doing that. But now I just spend maybe 30 minutes a month. you know, entering stuff on my spreadsheet, and then that's it. I mean, I don't spend that much time on it anymore because I have it locked down. But yeah, we need to sit down and build you a spreadsheet.
I would give it a shot. I would give it a shot. I just don't know what I would do then with my leisure time. Or I'll probably go crazy. You know, I need my calculator to be calculating, you know, all this stuff, you know. So, but we'll see.
I'll need a calculator.
Right. I love my calculator. So, so the next one.
Well, another thing that I enjoy doing is watching my kids play sports.
Oh, yes, you definitely.
Know, whether it's my daughter or, you know, or my son, you know, just volunteering my time to their teams. You know, if I'm usually not coaching. I coached them soccer when they were like four and five, four, five. But, you know, I'm not coaching much. I'm usually helping the coaches or just being there with a camera. And just watch them grow, watch them celebrate with the teammates, watch them get mad when they lose. You know, just those things, the things in life that, you know, I enjoy watching them play sports.
Oh, great, great. Before I get in trouble, one thing that I also like to do is spend time with my wife. So.
Oh, me too, yeah, before I get
have
in trouble.
I have to put it there.
Hey, those are our favorite people. So.
Exactly.
So. They know that even if we don't say it.
Well, sometimes they want you to say it. So I'm just going to say it. Just to be safe.
Okay.
So now tell me, AJ, your favorite song, your favorite movie, and your favorite sport.
Well, does it have to be one? One of each?
Well, preferably, but if you can, you know, add another one to it, I mean, that's fine.
Let's start with my favorite movie. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. Coming to America was big.
That's a classic.
I love that movie, Coming to America. Oh, and the James Bond movies. I love the James Bond movies. One movie I've watched more than probably 100 times is Commando by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, that was big.
And another one that I fell in love with in the early 2000s is Life. Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy.
Yes,
yeah,
that is true.
So those are movies. Let's start with movies, and you go ahead, and we'll talk about the other questions.
Well, just like you said, I mean, we were both raised in the 90s, you know, and Coming to America was the thing. I mean, my wife hates watching Coming to America with me because I know all the words. So when the movie is going on, I will be repeating just what they are saying. I mean, even before they say it, I know it. So she hates watching that movie with me because I've watched it over 100 times. So that one is out of the way. The second one that I like the most is Gladiator. Gladiator was the first movie that I ever watched. After it finished, I watched it again because it was that good. So those two, I will just go ahead and go with those two. And what other movie? I would say Be Cool. There's this movie called Be Cool. John Travolta is there, Uma Thurman, Cedric the Entertainer, Andre Benjamin, you know. So that's just one of my favorite movies as well.
Okay, why don't you start with the songs?
The songs, I am old school. I don't listen to new songs. And I like my Yusundur. For those of you who don't know Yusundur, it's a Senegalese artist. And I don't even listen to his songs from the 90s. I listen to his songs from the 80s. So one song that I like a lot is, there's this song that is called Masamba Jul Anta. You know, where
I love
he says,
that song.
Yeah, Masamba Jul Anta Borom Yetu Hats. Yeah. So yeah, I love that song a lot. I play it a lot to a point that, I mean, my wife used to hate it, but now she loves it because I play it so much. Yeah. You know, so that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I love Yusundur too. Growing up in the 80s, 90s. I mean, the old school ones, like the one that he was singing his band.
Yes.
He sings his band and then they play. It's just the way that they did it. He would make a praise about one person in the band and then that person would show his skills.
Yes.
You know, that song's beautiful.
That song is actually called Muima.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I just listened to it today.
Yeah, but also I like the reggae. You know, I grew up with Bob Marley.
Yes.
And you know, One Love. You know, you know, No Woman, No Cry.
Yes.
You know, those kind of things. I remember in fifth grade, you know, you remember Commonwealth Day when we used to dress up like,
it was like
another nation, you know, how they dress up. And my sister was dressed up as an Indian and I'm dressed up like Jamaican with the dreadlocks, the fake dreadlocks and the hat.
Dude, you got a photo of that?
I do have a photo of that.
I would love to see that.
Oh, I'll show you the photo. I do have a photo of that.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, just trying to memorize all the Bob Marley songs and, you know, and I remember we got on stage and we were singing Bob Marley. So Bob Marley is one of the ones that I grew up listening to. And
how about hip-hop?
Later on, hip-hop, I didn't get into hip-hop until the last, the late 90s.
Oh,
when
okay.
Tupac and Biggie were big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, California Love was one of the first ones that I just fell in love with, you know.
And then,
you know, when I lived in Atlanta, you know, I liked the Dirty South hip hop, you know, like the Ludacris,
T.I., Young Jeezy, and those
Lil
guys.
John, you know, those kind of people. So,
oh, yeah, they were hot in the early 2000s, man. Yeah, definitely.
One of my favorite was Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly was nice.
He's not from Atlanta, right?
He was nice.
One of my favorites. So.
I love Nelly.
Yeah, so I like Mandaga. You know, I'm more like all around, you know. I like Mandaga. I like my reggae.
Yes.
In the 90s, it was Coco T and then later on, it was Barris Hammond, you know, yeah, listening to those people, you know, just,
hey, and then, do you remember?
Oh man, one of the ones that have a big impact on my life was Garnet Silk, because when
when
I had Garnet, I was going through a rough patch in my late teens, and then I was just listening to this Walkman. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people that are listening to, if they're younger, they probably don't know what a Walkman is, but basically it's kind of like a, you know, it's the old version of an MP3 player, you know. So you just put a cassette in there and then, you know, just put your headphones on and and listen to Garnet Silk. And was preaching. He was preaching,
Garnet Silk was nice. I wasn't too much into reggae. I had a cousin that will always bring his reggae stuff, you know, in the house and, you know, play it. But one person that I remember a lot was Sheba Ranks.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the early
90s.
He had a big impact back home in the Gambia. People like Buju Banton. You know, Buju Banton was also very big. But one reggae artist that I like, and he's his name is Sean Paul. I like Sean Paul a lot. I listen to him a lot. Hip hop, my favorite hip hop artist just died this week. Is DMX.
That happened. I was kind of following.
Yes, the first hip hop album that I ever owned. Was the DMX album called "And Then There Was X." I kind of felt this week a lot when he passed
away. My favorite hip hop artist would have to be Nas.
Yeah, Nas was nice.
I had his albums in the early 2000s. So
And
then what's the other question? What else did we have to talk about?
Other sport. Movie. Song, movie, and sport.
Oh, to watch or to play?
Either one. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
But I like playing soccer.
Okay.
I don't like watching soccer. I like playing it, but my favorite sport to watch is football.
Yes.
I'm a huge football fan. Look at you looking behind
me.
Seeing the logo of the Atlanta Falcons, you know. So they lift me high and they drop me down, but I am forever a Falcons fan.
Oh, okay. Well, so you just, you know, kind of included your team there. So I'll probably do the same. So for me, my favorite sport to watch is probably soccer. I love watching soccer. My favorite sport to play is basketball. I play basketball most of my young teens, you know, and that kind of stuff. So when it comes to watching, I love watching my favorite team, which is Liverpool. They're the best team in England, even though some people may disagree. But that is my favorite team to watch, and my favorite sport to watch, soccer. I mean, as you know, growing up, we all had to play soccer, whether you like it or not, you know, in the neighborhoods, you know, bare feet and everything. So, that's that.
And maybe we can do another episode with just, depending on how the audience react to this episode, we can just do another one answering more of your questions.
Right. All right. So this one
is a good question, though.
Yes. No, I mean, this one, I probably know the answer to it. It's something that's very, very important to you. Is that what part does giving play in your life? Whether it's money, your time, your resources, you know?
Yeah. Giving is huge for me. You look at my budget, I list my income first. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing, the top of my expenses is giving.
Yes.
That I give before anything else. That's the top of my expenses, whether it's mm-hmm. given to family, whether it's given to people in Africa, mm-hmm. whether it's given to the mosque that I care about, the community mm-hmm. mosque, whether it's given my time to the community mosque. I was just there today. We were just building some tents, getting ready for the month of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. You know, it's whether it's my time or my money, I think it's one of the funnest thing to do. If you know, I was talking to my coworker and he said, well, before I give to other people, I'd rather take care of my family first. And my answer to that was, you're not giving to other people just to give to other people. The reason I'm giving to other people or to charities that I care about is what it does to me. It comes back and make me feel good. Like, you know, we every once in a while, my wife and I buy a bunch of stuff, ship it to Africa and give it to other people, whether it's like a used soccer ball that you bought from Goodwill or some used shoes that you bought and thought you're going to like them and you didn't use them that much. I know you're doing a shoe drive because I saw it on your WhatsApp status.
Yes, I am.
But, but, you know, just stuff like that, whether it's like buying something brand new or buying something used, you know, and sending it to people and making that impact in their life. It's huge. One time we sent some just food items and condiments, and somebody called me and told me that the best thing they have ever tasted was honey mustard. I think that's funny. It's funny to me. It's like, I've never tasted honey mustard and you guys sent this, and just tasting that, you know, was huge for her. You know,
that's amazing.
Whether it's like, yeah, whether it's used clothes or, you know, my sister, she's really good at, spreading out the stuff that we give, you know, just making impact on other people's life. And also money counts too. I mean,
yes.
There's people that I don't know, but I'm, you know, paying for their tuition for their kid, you know, because they can't afford it. And I feel like it's a better way to make society better. That kid could go through school and be someone, have all these opportunities that they wouldn't have had if they didn't go to school because their parents couldn't afford it. So giving is huge for me. I think it's a sore spot. It's also something that I am really happy to do because it's fun, and the reward I get from it is just not people saying thank you or anything like that. It's just what it does to me by seeing somebody else have fun. So it's huge. How about you?
Well, I heard the saying that pretty much kind of changed my philosophy about giving, which was, you never go poor by giving. Mm-hmm. Giving doesn't make you poor. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that had a big impact on me when I first heard it. And since then, I mean, I've tried to be outrageously generous, you know, with my resources, whether it's my time or whether it's my money. I give out a lot of my time to people who need me in any way. I try to do that free of charge. And I give out my money as well also to people that are less fortunate and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's something also that I try to teach my kids. We give them allowance every week. We divide that money into three or four parts. One goes to their savings, other one goes to their checking. They got one that goes to investments, and there's one just for giving only. So I think that, you know, teaching our kids giving is very, very important because, I mean, it will end up being a habit. It's not something that you can start when you are 40 years old. No, it's something that you have to start at an early age, and you have to grow with it. And you cannot just wait and say, I'm just going to wait until I start making $100,000. Then I'll start giving. I mean, it doesn't work like that. You have to start it when you are making $10,000, you know, and gradually keeps, you know, going up, going up, going up. But you just cannot sit and wait and be like, okay, I'm not going to give now, because if I do, you know, my income is going to go down. So, I mean, I'm going to wait until I get rich. You will never give. So for me, giving is very, very important. I do give out a lot. Some people, I don't even know them. Sometimes I just send money back home and tell my brother, just go ahead and give some out to people who need it. Sometimes I'll specify who I want him to give it to. But for the most part, you know, he will just give it to folks that need it. And just like you said, you know, it does something for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I am doing it to help them. But also what it does for me, I mean, like, I'm not sure if we can explain that. You know, that feeling that you get when you know that you just surprise somebody with something that they really needed at a time of need, that you just go ahead and give them this sum of money. I mean, just that reaction and that feeling, you know, is something that you cannot put into words, honestly.
Speaking of that reaction, I think it was a couple of years ago, around the end of the year, and I was pretty inspired to just surprise three people, you know, and just give them $100 each. So now you can say that $100 is not a lot of money. Yeah, it's not a lot of money in America here, but these three people are my high school friends, and we grew up together, and they are still in Africa. Now, $100 is like the average of a monthly salary over there. Mm-hmm. So an average person earns about $100 a month. So I just sent them, these three people, you know, that much. And I got a reaction. One of them, as soon as I woke up in the morning, he just texted me on Facebook Messenger, said, man, you're great, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And the other one, I just didn't hear from him. But the third one was amazing. He called me and mm-hmm. said, dude, you probably have read my mind. I was in dire need of money. Hmm. And you just surprised me with $100. He said, I had to pray twice today. One is for me and one is for you.
Wow. Special prayers for you, man. Wow.
That was funny, though. But just the impact that had in his life. So it was amazing. But also teaching our kids how to give, you know. My kids, they earn money by doing certain things around the house, mm-hmm. and which is part of like teaching mm-hmm. them that work equals money.
Yeah.
But when they earn this money, they put it in like each of them put it in like a jar or an envelope, and every once in a while we bring it out. You know, mm-hmm. we count it, and we give first. And I always tell them, you have to give first. They take out their giving money, and then they take out their saving money. The ones that goes to savings account or investment, and then they can spend the rest. You know, these are skills that I wanted to be imprinted in me, mm-hmm. but just having them get it at an early age is just amazing. And the other thing is about giving out your time.
Yes.
You spend a lot of time helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's why I read all these books. That's why try to learn as much as possible, so that when I'm needed by anyone, I'm available to help them, and I'm also capable to help them.
That's right.
You know, whether I'm just talking to you over mm-hmm. dinner and mm-hmm. just talking about your problems, or, you know, just dealing with, you know, relationship or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. just be available to them and capable of giving them your time and your energy. It's
That's great.
It's huge.
That's amazing. We're going to call it a wrap now, and hopefully next episode we'll talk about real money like we been doing in the past episodes about, you know, financial independence and stuff. But this time we just wanted to just have a little fun and just talk about these trivia questions. So until next time, AJ, you want to say something?
I think it opens up the door for the audience to get to know us a little bit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's just me and you hanging out, having yeah. fun. I mean, this was impromptu.
Yeah, we didn't plan it.
We didn't plan it.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking, and then I said, you know, we were talking about bringing guests
right.
to our podcast and what questions that we're going to ask them. So we want to narrow down a list of questions that we're going to ask them at the end, a rapid right. fire.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to ask these questions when we have answers for these same questions. Right. So I thought about that when I was talking to you. I was like, hey, hold on 1 second. I got to go to the bathroom. And I was like, you know what? Why don't we just answer this question? I'm curious to hear your answers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel it would be fun. It would be fun to just answer these questions just between me and you.
And
just
it was talking, fun.
Two guys just hanging out and chilling, you know.
It was fun. Like
if you're listening to this and you're having fun just like we are, just send us an email at fitalkpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments about this episode. If you'd like to hear more of these type of episodes, just me and Pa just letting it loose and hanging out, basically. And talking about anything, just send us an email at fitalkpodcast@gmail.com and subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening to it. And also visit the website, www.fitalkpodcast.com. And until next time, this is the FI Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ, and my co-host, Pa.
All right, thanks, guys.